are we, Kyle?
The Church of the Holy Church of the Sepulchre.
Is that where we are?
No,
that's not where we are.
What am I talking about?
Let's take another thing. Hang on, we're in Bethlehem. We're in Bethlehem, right?
Bethlehem.
And we're at one of those churchy things.
Yes.
Okay, we're at a churchy thing site. We're not so sure exactly which one it is, but somehow significant.
Is everybody here now?
And judging by the doorway, hobbits.
Okay, now the point is... Now, you see, a small part of what we call today Old City of Bethlehem. We were mentioning this on the way from the area with the yellow sign, King David's Wells. And that would be the northern boundary of biblical Bethlehem, all the way to this area. This is the top of a hill. So this is a location, archaeologically speaking, this is the location of Bethlehem at the time of King David. We have to start with him. David born in Bethlehem. David anointed by Prophet Samuel in Bethlehem. Jesus born in Bethlehem of the house and lineage of David. So this would be the location of the little town of Bethlehem. Today, Bethlehem, it's not much larger. It covers less than 24 square kilometers. Very crowded. Just out of curiosity, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem, the population of the village was around 500. Today, it's a city with 50,000 inhabitants. Probably many would expect to find here a Christian population, if not 100%, at least a Christian majority. It's not like that. The majority being Muslim. Christians in Bethlehem represent less than 30% of different confessions. As a family, the majority among Arab Christians, Catholics, then the next denomination in numbers is Greek Orthodox, then we are having a Syriac church. By the way, they are the only people in this very area still using, not only knowing, but still using the Aramaic language. So members of this community that belongs to the Syriac church, they are the only people still using that language. And of course, there is a Lutheran church in town, a Baptist church, and so on. But again, altogether, less than 30% of the population of this town. Now, the most important place in town is this complex of nativity. We call it a complex because three confessions are sharing the cave, which cave, according to the tradition, it's the place of the birth of Jesus. That cave, it's underground today.
Say that again, it's the birth of what now? You said the cave is what?
The cave, I was saying, is the cave of nativity. This is how we call it. And according to the tradition, that it's the place of the birth of Jesus Christ.
Okay.
It's underground, I was saying, first of all, because we're talking of a geological phenomenon. Every 1,000 years, there is a difference on levels of at least 1 meter. We also have these structures, three churches built on top of the cave. So it's underground. It's the most important place out of the whole complex. Historically and archaeologically speaking, what is important and interesting to know, the central part of this complex, it's a Byzantine structure and is today considered to be one of the oldest churches in the whole world, still in use. And it is the oldest church in the Holy Land. Wherever you go, you talk about ruins, 4th century, 5th century, 6th. Well, here, no ruins. This is the whole thing. A Byzantine structure, this church, it goes back to 540 AD. And it's still in use. And you'll see it well-preserved, large, very large structure, but again, see the entrance, which I was saying, it's not difficult for me.
Yeah.
You back there? He's, listen, I would really invite you to watch your head, otherwise you'll see here all the stars of Bethlehem. It can't be the original entrance, and it's not. When Justinian, because the name of the Byzantine emperor that who built this structure is Justinian. When Justinian built the structure, look above the today's entrance and you see the lintel. Okay, competition is heavy. Let's continue inside. Take off your hats, gentlemen.
Sven.
31 or 32 we are.
How many?
Sven.
31, 32?
United States.
Okay.
Tabash, thank you.
Oh, actually does. Yeah, down on hands and knees, so. There's a 90-minute wait to see Keith. What is it that they want to see exactly? A 90-minute wait?
They are waiting in line to see the little star that's over a cave that they believe to be the spot where Jesus was born.
Okay. Are we going to hear just about what it actually is later?
Well,
okay.
We are going to hear about that. Oops, sorry.
So we're just having a look at some mosaics, some impressive ancient mosaic in the floor. And some incredible patterns. Very talented mosaic. I mean, that really is spectacular. But moving closer towards the center here to the... Well, what would you call this, Keith? What is the...
Oh, they're having an Orthodox service.
This is Greek Orthodox service. Yeah. Here. There's no doubt in my mind, listeners, that at nighttime, vampires prowl. This is one of the creepiest places I've ever been. Oop, we're being summoned. What do you reckon, Kyle? Vampires?
Yeah.
Come on, dude. There are vampires here, aren't there? Come on.
Oh, they are.
There
are.
What you see here now, this is an Orthodox religious service. Every day is like this. They started at 2:30. Sometimes it's for 40, 30 minutes, sometimes 40, sometimes even longer than that. And this is a short religious service. In the Orthodox churches, it's usually like 2 hours. So we were talking about something unusual here. One structure housing two denominations. Usually we enter a building and in there a church is functioning. No, here it's different. We're having two. All the way from the entrance, this entire area, the central part where the service is going on. And if you look that way, you see the southern apside of the church. So the area, as I pointed, this means Greek Orthodox. This is the Greek Orthodox property. In here is the northern apside of the church, and that it belongs to the Armenians. So two churches functioning in here. There is, along with these two, we're having a third church, Roman Catholic. We'll go to see that place as well. But first of all, to let you know a few things about the cave. Where is the cave? You see how everybody is lining up. Mm. Pilgrims, for them it's important to line up no matter 1, 2, 3 hours. During high season is every day like this. They need to get in there and touch or kiss that place. Now, the cave of Nativity, or the area which we call today officially, it's all the way to the back. underground. But this is not what we're calling today the Cave of Nativity. It's not the whole thing. It's not the entire cave. It's the back of a cave. People, everybody is entering from there. The way out of the cave, it's here. So again, what is down there is the back of a cave. Keep that in your mind and walk with me, please. Thank you.
No idea where this is, but every room is just as creepy as the last. Oh, we're going over here now, just over to our right. We're going down a staircase. My goodness, we're going down a staircase. We're interrupting a service. I'm not sure if this is the Catholics or the Orthodox or no, this is Catholic. Okay, we're going down.
So how many are waiting, lining up to get to the Cave of Nativity? They are waiting up there to get to see the area behind this wall. What that means, it means that in here we are in the same Cave of Nativity. This is the Cave of Nativity. And I was saying that the place that they are waiting to see, that star on the floor, because you need to know one thing, behind this wall, it's the back of this cave. Originally, the entrance was from there. And today, inside that room, we commemorate the birth of Jesus by having a large 14-pointed silver star on the floor. We're having that to commemorate the birth of Jesus. It might not be the very spot, but it's less important. This is a natural cave with a long history. I'm sure that if you spend a few days around here, if you visited Lower Galilee, for example, you talked about this way of life during biblical times, a common way of life during biblical times. Caves used as shelters, perfect shelters for humans, for animals. So this is a natural cave with a very long history. By the way, we're having, archaeologically speaking again, we're having proofs that this cave was populated 900 and 800 years before Christ. So a cave with a long history, different periods of time, people using this cave in different purposes. At a certain moment, it seems that it was used as a stable. Okay, we're all used to this idea that Jesus was born in a stable, although there is no stable word in the Gospel of Luke, but because of that manger thing, because of the feeding trough, for people it's sort of funny, you know, Christians from all over, they come to Bethlehem thinking that Jesus was born in a stable, and once they get here, we start talking about caves, and everybody thinks, oh, okay, I have to go home and change my nativity scene. You don't have to do that. It's like this because... It's like this because, again, it was a common way of life. So, according to the tradition, the birthplace is behind the wall, but it's maybe in here. It's hard to say.
There's a hole over there. You can peek in and see them kissing when the people meddling.
Oh, I must. Okay. Yeah. All right. I got to go and see. Got to go and see the Christians.
There's a peephole back there, Jonah. You can see through.
We've got to have a look. We've got to have a look at this. We're down the back here in the dark, and there's a hole in an iron door that we can peek through. Oh, small hole that we can peek through to see the Christians.
Are you guys peeking through the secret door?
We're peeking through the secret door to see the Christians kissing and wiping magical, having a quick look. Okay, I'm looking down, listeners. I'm looking in, and yes, I can see them getting down. Oh my goodness. This is one of the weirdest things I've ever... This is... Okay, remember... Where were we when they were all kissing the the marbles, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, exactly the same deal here. Getting down, wiping things on it to take home. It's now got magical powers, kissing it, doing all of the above. Yeah, very excited. Keith. What are we looking at? Come on.
You've seen it yourself, Joe.
No, you want to say it the right way. Come on.
No, this is where the traditional spot where they believe that the birth of Jesus.
Yeah.
However, we have historical sources saying that that wasn't the case.
You look through there and tell me what you see.
Yeah, it's true, folks. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Here we go. I hope we get the truth in this very soon. I'm sure Keith's going to let us know all the historical details. Yes. What'd you see?
Oh, I just saw him coming in and kneeling and before the hole kissing and wiping. Yeah, mm-hmm. Not very sanitary. I'm more fascinated by the architecture, the age of the cave than...
It's so gothic, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's so incredibly dark and sinister. I mean,
everything,
it gives you the heebie-jeebies. Okay, it's just as creepy. It's just as creepy. What's down there? Oh, there's some stained glass window and some actual light. Oh, there's the staircase that leads down. That's what we saw before. I thought it led down into a crypt with a bunch of vampires, but it seems we're it. All right.
There is a crypt over here. Did you see?
Is there? Is there?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm telling you, but when the sun comes down, they're all going to come out. We've got to get out of here. We've got to go. Shabbat's coming.
This is one right here.
Yep. Oh, that's one there. Oh, of course it is. I'm telling you, soon, 2 hours, it's going to open. Let's go. We got to go. Oh, down there. There's more down there. So there is. Yep, the crypt. Yep, four vampires down there. Okay, we got to go. Got to go, guys. Okay, we got to go through this door. We're being ushered out. There's the black and whites coming in. We're out in the courtyard. Oh, tell you what, I've never been so happy to see some sunlight. That was super creepy. Put my hat back on. All right, thoughts? Yes?
Did you feel holier? Being there, did it feel like a holy place to you?
It felt like I'm not kidding. When the sun goes down, the vampires come out. That's what I think. That's my impression of the place. All right. What do you think?
The first part where all the traditional Greeks and Armenian Orthodox, Greek Orthodox and Armenian, they resemble very much like Chinese temple.
Really?
Yeah.
It resembles very much like Chinese temple.
Yes.
Really?
With all the incense and all the statues and all the decorative, all the intricacy of those things.
Uh-huh.
It looks very much like one.
Really? It reminded you of that?
Yeah.
It was kind of creepy, right?
Cold and dark.
Cold and dark. It's a very good way to put it. It was cold and dark. There's no doubt about it. Dark in more ways than one.